Hey, President, how's it going, sir?
How's it going?
Hey, sorry to get back to you last night. It's just been pretty hectic around here. By the time I was able to call you back, it would have been pretty late your time. But wanted to let you know that right now I can't do anything because the score has dropped below a 500, and that's where they draw the line, unfortunately. I don't know if you have any other approvals out there or anything like that, but I'd be more than happy to send you a copy of your credit report if you want to look at that just to see what it is. It may be something that you're not aware of or a medical collection or something like that. Sometimes those happen and you don't even know about it.
So. Also, this is still credit driven. It's not based on processing.
It is both, but they draw a line at 500. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we don't have any programs available here. There might be some other companies that do, but we can go. Mm-hmm. If it was right at a 500, I could submit it and probably get a loan for you that would be just a holdback percentage of your Visa MasterCard sales. Go that route.
Would be a what?
It would just be a holdback percentage of your Visa MasterCard sales to pay the loan back.
Yeah.
How much
could that be?
I honestly don't know. It wouldn't be for a whole lot. I think the total revenue of the business was right around 100,000. Is that about right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I mean, if I could get an approval for it, it would probably be. I mean, maybe 7,000 or so. No, it wouldn't be a huge amount.
7,000, and it would be how much would they hold back?
That's hard to say. It's based off how much comes out of your credit card processing. I know that's the majority of your business, probably around 15 to 20%, maybe.
15 to 20%.
Right, but on the tax return, I think this is your personal, actually.
Yeah.
The Schedule C is what we needed, actually. I don't see that on here. Oh, I do. It's 84,000. Okay. There it is. Yep, I see it. Mm-hmm. I apologize. Yeah, I remember I looked at it yesterday, so it must be going crazy. But, if the score was at a 500, I'd be able to submit it and maybe get something for you, but unfortunately, I wouldn't even entertain it until it's above a 500, or at least at a 500.
Oh, really?
Well, some other companies might, but I know that in our case, I've tried before, even asked for exceptions, you know, saying, look, it credit aside, obviously they can still afford to do a loan that's based off credit card processing, but they always kicked it back, so.
So I wouldn't be approved for either, you mean?
No, not until we get the score above a 500, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. All right, so...
I apologize.
Okay.
I mean, there might be some other companies out there that would. I unfortunately don't know of anyone. Otherwise, I'd be more than happy to refer them to you and try to help you out.
There's nothing you can do for me then?
Not on our end here, unfortunately, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize. I definitely appreciate the opportunity. If I can find anyone, or I'll ask a few of my employees here and see if anyone knows of any other companies that we've talked to or worked with in the past that...
I'll just go back with First Data. I mean, I'll just renew what I had. You know, I just paid off on a loan I had with them. It's fair process. I just have to renew another one.
Yeah, they should work with you for sure. They probably won't even check the credit, to be honest with you. If you're already
I've been getting loans with them for the last couple of years, so I've just been renewing them. So I just was hoping maybe you guys offer me something better. You know.
Yeah, I was too. I really was. I was looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know it was so much credit driven. But all right. Well, maybe another time.
Yeah, definitely keep us in mind for the future. I'd love to work with you.
All right, thanks.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.